The Right Cup Bookstore Cafe, creation of Partridge Island Publishing's Amanda Evans and Shannon Dykens, is set for its grand opening in St John's Market Square on Saturday, March 1st. Although not yet open, the Writers' Cafe was already a hive of activity on Thursday. Local 107.3 FM spoke with some of the people involved in the new enterprise about the work that has gone into the new coffee shop, as well as some writers and readers who are excited to enjoy the space once it opens officially.
Terrifying and exciting, but it's going to be great one way or the other. Yep. So my name's David Welly, and I'm the general manager of the Right Cup Bookstore and Cafe, which is opening this weekend. We're currently in the process of doing our training with our staff and making sure we have all the books out on the shelves and ready for customers to come in. The owners, Amanda and Shannon, have a huge community that's become very much a part of the work they've done down in Area 506, and that community has really supported this effort to get this brick and mortar location up that can be open year round. So we've had them coming by the door, coming in. Every time they come by, we say, come on in, look around. There's huge support from the community, and we also just have a lot of, you know, just the general public who comes through Market Square and sees the doors open. And even though we're not open, we've been leaving the doors open, and they're really happy to come in and see what's in here, and everybody keeps telling us they'll be back, so yeah. Hopefully it's good. Really, the visionaries for the actual look and design were Tristan Sheard and Shannon Dykens. Tristan is a great friend to the business, and he's honestly been involved even longer than I have with Shannon and Amanda and all the great things they do. And Shannon is just has her vision and knows exactly what she wants and is really great at making that happen. So, yeah.
Shannon Dykens added her thoughts about the imminent opening.
I'm tired, but I'm excited to finally get the doors open for good, and it'll be really good. Yeah, we're excited.
I'm Sue Griffith, but I'm also an author, so a lot of my books are here in the store. So that's why I'm here all the time, because the atmosphere is really lovely here, and Amanda and Shannon have been wonderful to work with, and I want to support them in every way I can.
I'm Jennifer Burke, and I'm an avid reader and book reviewer. I've done quite a few sessions and interviews with local authors around the city, and I host a radio show. So we have a lot of the local authors on there as well, and I'm really excited for them here. They've done a lot of work, and Amanda and Shannon are great, and they're really good at supporting not only authors, but local community and arts as well.
So this is from Hiding in Plain Sight by Sue Nelson Buckley. And it's about aliens moving in next door. And actually the book was set in the neighborhood that I grew up in. I worked until 6 and then after supper went out to my treehouse. Mum thought I was too old to hang out in a playhouse, but my dad had built it for me when I was 8, just before he got sick. I kept a journal hidden in the secret hiding spot Dad had created for me. It had become one long letter to him. Even though I knew Dad couldn't answer back, I felt closer to him here in my treehouse than anywhere else. I picked up my journal, and there was so much to tell him, not only about Ben, but the whole McAllister family. I could hear them talking out in the yard. There was something odd about them, especially the parents. They seemed extremely formal, even with their kids. Occasionally, I heard words in a different language, and I tried to remember where they moved from, but I don't think they said. There was something surreal about them. They reminded me of a TV show from the old days when my mom was a kid. From my treehouse, I could see into the McAllisters' backyard. While I was writing, Ben and his dad came out of their back door, deep in conversation. This time, I was certain they weren't speaking English, or any language I'd ever heard before. Then they stopped, looked around for a moment, and then poof, they disappeared. What the? One second they were there, and the next they disappeared into thin air. I blinked and leaned closer to my window, fighting the urge to freak out. I could still clearly hear them talking, although their voices had changed. It sounded like they were speaking from the inside of a big tin can. I rubbed my eyes like a little kid. Surely I hadn't seen what I just thought I did. Ben and his dad couldn't just disappear. I willed the floorboards not to creak and give away my presence while I figured out what to do. Even though I couldn't see them, I could still hear them. That meant they were still there. If I tried to leave now, I'm sure they would see me. I was trapped.
So I'm Tristan. I helped basically design and build the majority of the cafe. Basically did a bunch of consultations with Shannon and Amanda, figure out what they wanted, and we started back in the summer when they kind of had the seed idea, and we basically bloomed in a friendship and worked together to make it a reality, and we've been inseparable ever since. I've done everything from the actual designing floor plan, helping them find a space in general. They weren't even considering this until we kind of were like, hey, how about Market Square? So I kind of planted that seed, and we're here now, almost ready to open for this weekend. It's been great. It's been a long couple months, but it's nice to see it actually come to fruition and that we're at the end is in sight and we can get open and see the community, the writing community, and just the St. John community in general be able to enjoy and appreciate all the work we've put in the last 6 to 8 months of real hard work to actually make it a reality, and it's going to be fantastic.
My name is Amanda Evans, and with the opening happening this weekend one way or another, because I refuse to take no for an answer, whether it's just the bookstore or it's the bookstore cafe, it's an amazing feeling. I mean, tonight we had to tell people that we couldn't do the soft launch we were planning because the inspectors weren't able to come in, but we still had so many people show up, come in, show their support. It's been an amazing feeling hitting this last stride, and a week from now we are going to be full of people, and it is going to be an amazing feeling, biggest feeling of pride you'll ever have.
My name is Emily Welly, and I am a local publisher in the area of Harborbound Books. It's so exciting. I am beyond happy to see the author community grow, because we have so many talented authors in New Brunswick, and this place really gives them a chance to shine, especially when they were in Area 506, bringing authors down and introducing them to the cruise ships especially. It was a really cool way to get local talent out on the global scale for a lot of people that don't have that opportunity. I've been working on and off with Shannon and Amanda with Partridge Island Publishing for the past 2 years. Started out coming in as an author, doing author signings and selling my books here. And through the process, we ended up becoming friends, and then we like to call ourselves sister companies. So we do a lot of cross promotion and just being supportive of each other's businesses. One of the things that they're doing for me is with my books and my authors is that they are going to be doing all of Harborbound Books' book launches. So I'm really excited to have that happen.
Saturday's grand opening at 6 p.m. is a book launch for Luke Byrne's new novella, Saints Rest. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.